That's nice. Solid. Aap kaise hai, teacher? So, before we get started, I'd like to beg the blessings of all the devotees. The advanced devotees, the not-so-advanced devotees, the subtle entities, the little insignificant jivas, you know, the women, the little children, those that act like little children, everyone, that they give the blessings that I can say something substantial about Krishna today, because otherwise I have no qualification. So please, blessings, give blessings very freely. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 31, Text 2. Dikshita Brahma Satrena Sarva Bhutat Mal Medasa Praticham Dishi Velayam Siddho Abhu Yatra Jajalaha. Okay, Dikshita, being determined. Brahma Satrena, by understanding of the Supreme Spirit. Sarva, all. Bhuta, living entities. Atma Medasa, considering like one's self. Praticham, in the western. Disi, direction. Velayam, on the seashore. Siddha, perfect. Abhut, became. Yatra, where? Jajali, the great sage, Jajali. Translation. The Prajetas went to the seashore in the west where the great liberated sage, Jajali, was residing. After perfecting the spiritual knowledge by which one becomes equal toward all living entities, the Prajetas became perfect in Krishna consciousness. Purport. The word Brahma Satra means cultivation of spiritual knowledge. Actually, both the Vedas and severe austerity are known as Brahma. Vedas tadvam tapo Brahma. Brahma also means the absolute truth. One has to cultivate knowledge of the absolute truth by pursuing studies in the Vedas and undergoing severe austerities and penances. The Prachetas properly executed this function and consequently because equal to all other living entities. As the Bhagavad Gita 1854 confirms, Brahma Bhuta Prasan Natma na so chati na kankshati. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate param. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. When one actually becomes spiritual advanced, he does not see the difference between one living entity and another. This platform is attained by determination. When perfect knowledge is expanded, one ceases to see the outward covering of the living entity. He sees rather the spirit soul within the body. Thus, he does not make distinctions between a human being and an animal, a learned Brahmin and a Chanda. Vidya Vinaya Sapane Brahmane Gavi Hastini Suni Chevas. The humble sage, by virtue of truth, of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned and gentle Brahmin, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater. Bhagavad Gita 5:18. A learned person sees everyone equally on a spiritual basis, and a learned person, a devotee, wants to see everyone developed in Krishna consciousness. The place where the Prachetas were residing was perfect for executing spiritual activities, for it is indicated that the great sage, Ajali, attained mukti there. One desiring perfection or liberation should associate with a person who is already liberated. This is called sadhusanga, associating with a perfect devotee. Very nice. Om agane tididam nasa ganandana sarakaya takshu meditam yana tasmai shiru gurve namaha shitaitanya manobhistam stapatan yana bhutari Sayam rupa kadamayana dati swapatantikam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Venda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So what a nice verse, right? Every verse, actually, in the Bhagavatam is extremely nice. It's that, actually, because there's two types of ruchi. There's mature ruchi and immature ruchi. And because we have immature ruchi, we like some verses other than other verses. We like to hear certain persons give class rather than certain persons give class, you know? And the Bhagavatam is full of nectar, and this verse is full of nectar. It's because it can be broken down into three different aspects. One aspect being sadhusanga and the importance of associating with a pure devotee. You know, how this is extremely important for our devotional service, that the pure devotee, he fans the fire in the heart to give more to Krishna, more of the heart. The gopis, they told Krishna to give them divine love, and only that is satisfied their love, you know. They were so deep in the fire of separation, right? Did they ask for water for that fire, to put out that fire? No. They asked for ghee going on the fire, for the fire to become increasingly intense, like when you sit in a yajna. My favorite part of the yajna is not when they put the yajna out. It's when they're actually adding the ghee and the grains, because then flames get huge. Like, I remember the first time I did a yajna was in South Africa. And I was there, and it was the first, nobody explained to me how to do a yajna. I was like, oh my, Krishna, what am I going to do here? And I didn't know what I was doing, so I was putting so much ghee on the fire and camphor in there. The flames were, like, super high. And the other yajna, because it was three yajna kuns, and the other two yajnas were very low. And you had this huge flame coming out of my yajna, and I was loving it. Because this is what I want. I want to be like the gopis. I want to increasingly fan that fire, add ghee to that fire, add ghee to that fire of separation for Krishna, where then I actually give my heart to my service. Where actually then I can become a Vaishnav. Where actually then I can make a difference. You know, this is what separates us. You know, Gopal Kumar, because I'm reading Brihad Bhagavatamrita again, and it's just an amazing book. And Gopal Kumar is searching for the greatest recipient of Krishna's mercy, the greatest devotee, and ultimately he comes to the gopis, and out of all the gopis, Radharani. You know, we have to kickstart our spiritual life, right? In the first part of this purport, it's saying about how one cannot, you know, become a pure devotee. One cannot develop Krishna prema. He has to have cultivation of spiritual knowledge. In the Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes about how it's actually one of the demons that Krishna kills is mundane knowledge. The cultivation of mundane knowledge. Because you can recite slokas after slokas after slokas, but if your heart is not there, Krishna will not accept. Right? So I remember I was doing Dandava Prikaram around Govardhan, and you know how the pandas are around Govinda Kund. Ah, Baba, you know, you give Rajbasi Seva. And he started quoting verse after verse, and I was like, ooh, this is very nice. And then, of course, the punchline, give me donation. And I said, oh, donation. I took sand from Govinda Kund and put it in his hand. I said, this is the best donation. And he got so upset with me. And then the rest of the Dandavat, he was following me, yelling at me. You know, and I was laughing because I was thinking that, one, he's Brajbasi and, you know, they have their ways of doing things. And two, if we just recite like a parrot, right? But does this really please the Supreme Lord? If we sit here and we just perform our service with an empty heart, you know, like I always tell the story about when I first joined and in Nuremberg, and we had a little carpet, and I used to sweep all the dirt from the room under the carpet, you know, and I was thinking, yeah, I am smarter than the average bear. I got over, and then I started thinking, well, but Krishna can see under the carpet, you know. So we have to take every opportunity for a chance to deepen our Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is about constructing a bridge between one's internal sentiments of love for the Lord and bridging it to our external practice of Krishna consciousness, our external relationships, our external ways of introducing others to Krishna. This is what it means. It's not simply, you know, like one time Prabhupada was, he chanted 16 rounds. He chanted his rounds and he said, 16 rounds. And he threw his bead bag and said, I can do whatever the hell I want. You know, no, this is not Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is about giving your heart to the process. And from that, you know, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojana Janayatiya Suvairagyam Genachadyada Haitukam, that from that, causeless knowledge and detachment from the material world is given in an instant. Just by the mercy of a pure devotee, right? Just by 1 second of a pure devotee, one's life is complete. Not 5 minutes, right? Not 3 hours, not 15 years. Just 1 second with a pure devotee, right? Just 1 second. So we might say, Prabhu, we distribute so many books. So many people hear the holy name. So many people come here for a tour. But they're not here chanting every day. But still, their life has been complete because they've heard from the holy name. They've heard about Bhagavatam. They've seen the deities. And yeah, they might not take advantage of it. Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is so simple, you just might miss it. Right? The mercy is there. We just have to take advantage of it. Right? It's up to us. We have nobody to blame but ourselves. Like, it's sometimes you say to devotee, you say to him, Prabhu, did you chant your rounds today? When I was a temple president, I remember, you know, I would ask the devotees, did you chant today? Ah, Prabhu, so much to do today, so much. I had to cook, I had to clean, I had to serve, I had to go out on book distribution, and I came back and I had to cook and clean. You know, these brahmacharis are messy as anything. Brahmacharis are messy. I had to clean up after them repeatedly. No time for chanting. No, it's because you never didn't make any time for chanting. Right? We have to make time for Krishna. Make time for Krishna. Not just simply make time for spiritual life. Not just spiritual life makes time for us, you know? Like, Krishna is trying to, you know, get a hold of us through the holy name. We're like, well, time out. You know, I have to check my Facebook. Oh, you know, chanting a little bit more. Oh, wait a minute, time out. I have a text message or a time out. Time out, you know, my friends want to talk about what's going on at WikiLeaks and all these other stupid things that are going on in the world. And in this way, we miss the opportunity to take shelter of the process, right? We miss it. Every day is an opportunity. People always say, there's so many obstacles in devotional service. Who's heard that? There's so many obstacles, but there are no obstacles. There's just opportunities to deepen one's attachment to Krishna. That's it. There are no such things as obstacles. Opportunities is what they really are. Opportunities to dive deeper into the process. Because ultimately, this is what's going to save us. You know? Not because we know 1,000 slokas, We can just sit here all day reciting slokas, and then at the time of, time of death, we forget about Krishna. We have to allow it to enter the heart. You know, not just simply repeat like a parrot, you know, swaprasta, stabuja, and such an external show. Sukumar sukutu, anyabhumi vritte, mahendra maja, piyadya janam. Govardhano me, disatama bistam. No, we have to feel it in the heart. May Govardhan Hill fulfill my desires. May the holy name touch my heart. May I be used as an instrument from the Supreme Lord to touch other people's hearts. Only that is the prayer. Krishna doesn't want the galabjamins that's in front of you, that you're offering in front of you on the table. He wants what's behind your back. And that's your love and devotion. Right? Do you think he really needs your galabjamins? He's the Supreme Lord. He doesn't need it. He wants your love. This is what he wants. And the sooner we come to understand this, the better. Because then we can actually become truly, like Prabhupada, he would sign his letters, your ever well-wisher. Right? And Gopa Kumar in Brihadbhagavatamrita, he describes that the true level of humility and compassion is realizing that you are the ever well-wisher of every living entity in the material world. This is really what a devotee is. Look at Vishwa Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, the six Goswamis, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, the low class, the high class, the drunkards and the educated all love them because of their purity. Right? I was, even devotees now, I was distributing books with one Mataji, Mother Nidra. She's a Prabhupada disciple. She's been distributing books for 38 years, you know. Amazing. She goes to the Denver airport every day to distribute books. You know, and not just that, you know, she's waking up the deities, she's doing Mangal Arati Puja, then she's going and chanting around, then she's at Bhagavatam class, then she's out on book distribution all day. And I would go out with her, and when I used to visit Denver, and I would watch how she distributed books, and she wouldn't say a word to people. She would just hold the books out, and people would just come and look at her, and take a book and give a donation. Because the purity was there. Right? This is what it means to dive into the process. It means to be able to just touch somebody's heart. Just when they see you smile. I always say my service around Radhadesh is to make people smile. I like it. It's a fun service. It's just to be happy all day. Because this is what our nature is. So if I keep on practicing, eventually I'll get it right. Right? Eventually. So all day I just walk around and act silly. And have fun, because this is what Krishna consciousness is. Devotees are always scared to have fun. You know? They think we have to be so serious, you know, we're so serious. So serious. Like we've eaten a lemon or something, our face just, so serious. No. Krishna consciousness is a fun process. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj said, if you're not having fun in Krishna consciousness, it's because you're in Maya, or Vaishnava Aparad, one of the two. Right? And this is what people see. They see us, and they say, wow, you guys are so happy. Like I remember I was at the Los Angeles Rath Yatra, which is always an interesting experience, because you have the born-again Christians, and they have these signs, and they walk around with these signs all the time. And nothing against Christianity, but you know, like, you're going to hell for believing in a blue god. They actually have these signs like that. And they harass people. You know, Christians and non-Christians alike, whoever is coming into the festival site. And the book table is always right there. And so, I remember me and Vijay Prabhu, the famous Vijay Prabhu, is the world book distribution minister, a good friend of mine. And out of nowhere, he just got out from behind the table and went up to them and said, thank you so much for doing such a nice service. And they were like, because he was in a dhoti with tilak, and they were like so confused. What do you mean? He said, because you guys look so miserable. Our books are going out like they've never gone out before at a Rath Yatra. Thank you so much. Because people are seeing, like, you guys are so miserable and just saying, you're going to hell and you're going to hell and oh yeah, you too. And this is not attractive. Does that sound very attractive? Like Jesus said, those without sin cast the first stone. Right? Who are we to judge anyone? So when people see us and they see us smiling and they just see like, wow, these guys are ecstatic, you know? What is wrong with them? They're bouncing off the walls, you know? Nothing gets the smile off their face. And the smile is what touches people's hearts. You know? Like I was watching these following Srila Prabhupada videos, and just, I was watching it actually on a flight, my flight to Russia. I was watching it on my iPad, and the guy sitting next to me was looking at it also, and so I was like, you know, not to be too obvious, I was like, you know, just turned it that way so he can see it. And after you know, we were about to land, and you know, they really come and it's like, you have to turn it off, and I'm like, oh, you know, okay, turn it off. And he said, I don't know what this is, because he didn't have the earphones in. You know, I didn't give him that. I don't share earphones. And he said, this is something special. Just the way this Indian gentleman smiled, it melted my heart. I felt no hatred in my heart. I was looking at him, it's just, I mean, just, what is this? I just happen to have a book, you know. You can give a donation, and he took a book, and I'm still in contact with him. But this is like what happens, you know. We become pure, and even just our smile, like Prabhupada touched people's hearts just by looking at them, right? That beautiful smile just melting all the impersonalism that's in them, melting all the ego. All the false renunciation. Right? This is what we have to strive for. To not just sit on a seat, or as Iyengar Prabhu would say, pose as a king with no clothes, as he always loved to say. To be just an external feature. Where people say, oh, he's very advanced. Just look how he sits on the Vyasasana. It's a very advanced way of sitting. He does lotus position. He is very advanced. Oh, wow, he knows so many slokas. But rather, putting your heart into your everyday actions of becoming of being a Vaishnav. Right? This is what the Sankirtan movement is about. Right? It's not about selling books. It's about selling purification. Starting with yourself as the best customer. Right. This is actually like Madhu Gopal Prabhu was saying today. This is the whole Prachetta's, you know, Leela has to do with Sankirtan in some way. And we're seeing here that in the purport that Prabhupada is saying, after perfecting the spiritual knowledge by which one becomes equal towards all living entities, the Prachettas became perfect in Krishna consciousness. By perfecting the spiritual knowledge, right? Is perfecting the spiritual knowledge going schnick 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 Ram schnick 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 Ram, you know? No, it's not. It's tasting the mantra. Is it simply going on the altar and worshiping the deities just because that's how you get your food and that's how you get a place to stay? Or is it by really feeling I'm honored? I should be honored to go on this sacred space and be in such close contact with the Supreme Lord. Right? You can tell the pujaris that feel like that. You know, like look at Pankajanri Prabhu and Jananivasan Prabhu in Mayapur. I mean, deity service is not just a name on the schedule to them. It's their heart. Right? You know, it's their heart. It's why oftentimes I don't understand when the deities are late, because it really boggles my mind, because, you know, this is Krishna's schedule, and Krishna's schedule actually, you know, it also he's on a schedule in the spiritual world also. You know, he is Astakalya Leela, you know, his times of the days, there's certain things he does. So if we're not on time here in the material world with him, you know, what about the spiritual world? Just, you know, anyway. And what is it, if we're not really performing our service in such a way, It's because we still haven't taken shelter of our service. We just see it as a way to feed our belly. You know? That's it. And then we're just stuck. Because in Krishna consciousness, it's a movement. Either you go forwards or you go backwards, but you never stay the same. You know, I'd rather go forwards than go backwards, you know, because I remember where I came from. In the streets of Brooklyn, you know, New York. Doing many bad things. So this is... So, what do we learn from this verse? That one... We actually have to become spiritually advanced by diving into the process. Jai Shishirada Gopinath Ki Jai. Because then once we do that, we can see every living entity for what they are. A parcel, a part and parcel of Krishna. And it's a part and parcel of Krishna that is suffering. Until we really understand that, we never truly will be able to fully help them. You know, if we just in the mentality that, they're just, you know, nonsense people. Or seeing them that these really are Vaishnavs. Really, they're Vaishnavs. They just covered over by Maya, the covering potency of Yoga Maya, and they don't realize they're Vaishnavs. And that's what we're doing. We're reawakening the Krishna consciousness within them, you know. And that's why it's so important to just simply... try, make an endeavor, make an effort, you know, an honest effort. You know, a lot of times I tell the stories about how, you know, when I first joined, I wanted to be famous. So I would yawn during kirtans and cover my mouth so people would see the tears flowing from my eyes, you know. I would do all types of stupid things, you know, like to become noticed. And then I realized, hey, it's just all based on false things. And this is why I turned away from my life and turned to Krishna, because I wanted something real, something honest. Right? Something honest. So that's one. I think we've covered one. Another important thing, and I'll just end, is determination. Prabhupada mentions it in this purport. Determination means nothing will stop a devotee from doing his service except what? Anyone? Nope. Even that. What? Anyone have any idea? What would stop a devotee from doing their service? Huh? No, because their service even continues in the spiritual world. So, still, here in the material world, what is the only way that you can stop that a devotee will not do his service? Yeah. The only way is his lack of determination in that he doesn't want to perform the service. You know, brahmacharis are famous for this one phrase, Prabhu, it's not my service. It's true. Anytime you ask a brahmachari to do something, not any time, I would say 92% of the time, they will say, it's not my service, Prabhu. I know, I used to say it all the time. Oh, Prabhu, that's not my service. No. But... we're only stopping ourselves, and we only can hold ourselves to blame, not the guru, and not the process, but only ourselves. We have to take individual accountability for our actions or lack of actions in Krishna consciousness. It's not my fault, it's yourself. So from that, one has to be determined, like Srila Prabhupada was determined. Two heart attacks did he give up. Even look at the modern day, even look at his disciples doing so much. Like I remember Nrisimha Maharaj, he was Jagat Guru then, Brahmananda came up to him and said, Prabhupada wants you to go to Africa. He said, okay. And he was like, when do I leave? He wasn't in argument, you know, like, oh no, I can't go. He was like, okay, when do I go? And so much. So much endeavor, so much determination to push forward this movement. It's because they wanted it. Nobody can give you determination. You have to have it yourself. You can listen to as many classes as you want, but you have to, in your heart, decide, I'm determined to end the cycle of samsara right now. I'm determined to go home, and I'm not going alone. I'm bringing as many people with me. So I think I'll end here. And I hope that you please forgive me for any offenses I made during this, I wouldn't say class, because I have no class. I would say presentation, I guess. And any questions at all? Any questions? No? Yes, Madhu Gopal Baba. What isn't mercy for when it's in Krishna consciousness? Just the fact we're all sitting here listening to class, that's mercy from the Supreme Lord. Narayana Namaskritya, by daily hearing the Bhagavatam, one becomes purified. That's mercy. You know, having friendships in Krishna consciousness, that's mercy. Because when we see that friend, it reminds us of Krishna. You know, it reminds us of devotional service. I mean, what isn't mercy in our life? You know, I was thinking about this the other day, like, how merciful is Krishna? I'm 30-something, I always forget how old I am, but, and I just travel and I just teach people about Krishna. I don't have to work a 9-to-5 job, I don't have to, Krishna allows me just to do this every day, all day, as much as I want. I was thinking, that's mercy. And I'm unfit for that mercy. But even though I'm unfit, I'm going to grab it and run. We're not fit for the mercy. Like often, you know, you hear devotees that have been devotees for so long. And you say, you know, when are you going to get initiated, Prabhu? And they're like, oh, I'm not fit for initiation. Well, none of us are. If you think you are, then you really aren't a disciple. You know, none of us are fit for initiation. But yet, the mercy is coming down and we grab that mercy and we run with it. So mercy is everywhere. It's just how you use it. If you take it or if you ignore it. Like you're doing your Bhagavad Gita class, it's nice. You're getting the mercy of Srila Prabhupada for that, as something he wanted in the ISKCON sandwich, you know? He wants these Bhagavad Gita classes, these Bhagavatam classes. No, but you can't, but the mercy's there. It's some will grab and some won't. That's where we have to be detached. Yes? Yeah, I mean, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in Radhakund, everybody thought he was talking about the high esoteric leelas of, you know, and he talked about such a simple verse, day after day after day after day. So, I mean, Bhagavatam also is a systematic study to bring you from the first canto to the ninth canto. That's why, because one cannot immediately enter to Krishna's Leela pastimes, you know. One cannot directly enter. That's why Sukadeva Goswami goes through the first canto through the ninth canto, because Prabhupada says by the ninth canto we should be liberated. You know, so it's a deepened study. I mean, you can go as deep as you want. How many ways does Prabhupada say to study his books? In Vanipedia they were saying this. 51 ways to study Prabhupada's books, just a few, and regularly in the association of devotees, scrutinizingly. What is a couple of the other ones? I forget a few. Three times a day, you know. It's so many different ways. At least 1 hour. How many people read 1 hour a day here? Not everyone. I do. I want to make an effort. So for me, that means I have to cancel some things out that I don't like, that I like, to be able to make room for medicine, you know? Because that's what it is. The body is diseased. And Bhagavatam is the medicine. Chanting is the medicine. You know, it might taste bitter at times, like when you get to the fifth canto, and that's like the heaviest canto of all, and if you can make it past the fifth canto, you're good, you know? But, you know, and it talks about the forest of material enjoyment and, you know, the nine gates of hell and all these different things, and it tastes bitter, but it's... medicine is bitter, you know, sometimes. So it's not just a simple class. It's a deepened study of not only the basics of our philosophy, but also the mood of our founder Acharya. Also, did you have one question?
Yeah.
Mercy. But also, I mean, how I go on in Sankirtan is because I don't care about collecting money. I'm not in it for collecting money. I could care less about money. I really hate money. Like when I'm on Sankirtan, you know, and people give me money, I tell them to throw it in the bag because I don't even want to touch it. I really dislike money, right? But it's necessary to complete the cycle, you know, so they get some pious credit. I just go out because I like to go out. I mean, that's my motivation, is to go out because I feel like a miser. If I would just keep all this to myself, my books, you can't have, like a little kid, you know, like a two-year-old, the terrible twos, you know, that's what we call them in America. It's mine, you know? I mean, from the time we're born, we're taught that everything belongs to me, mine. What is, you know, mama means mine in Sanskrit. Maha mamaya durateya, my material energy is hard to overcome. So I don't want to be a miser. I mean, a Brahmin is not a stupid string that you can put your key on, which is actually pretty convenient. It's not that. A Brahmin is not made by a piece of thread that you can just buy in a store. A Brahmin really is one who gives transcendental knowledge, who disseminates this knowledge. That's what the true meaning of a Brahmin is. Not one who does puja and has a string that he gets to wrap around his ear when he goes to the bathroom or something. That's not a Brahmin. So for me, the motivation is I want to come to the level of a well-wisher for living entities. And so that means I have to go out every day because I'm so fallen. If you dig up the grout in between the tile, I'm probably lower than that. So I need lots of purification. So every day I go out to become purified. So I can, the purification process can continue. Why do others stop? Well, for different reasons, because in the past the mood was money, 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 collect, collect, collect. You have to collect so much money, and it burns people out. That's why my approach is have fun, because you never get tired of having fun, right? I mean, it's not that I'm always so fired up. No, I mean, I also have to get inspired. No, but honestly, when I come here and I see the devotees, or I go places and I see the devotees and I see how happy they are, I mean, that inspires me to bring other people here, to go out and distribute books, because, you know, the whole world is built on false friendships. The only real friendship, a friend you have in this world, is Krishna. Not your wife, not your son. All these relationships are temporary. But the one with Krishna, that'll go on. So, would that answer your question? Okay, very good. Very good. Anything else? Jaini Thakur Prabhu, you had a... Yeah, I mean, you can dive as deep as you want into Prabhupada's books. I mean, how I like to read Prabhupada's books is, like, if I was reading, not in a class, but right now, these verses where Prabhupada quoted, I would pull those books out and look at those verses also and see why Prabhupada quoted this verse. What's the significance behind this? Because he doesn't just quote a verse just to fill a page. There's a reason why he quotes this verse. You know, there's another hidden meaning. So it's true. We can go as deep as you want. You know, Rupa Goswami says that just as one cannot measure an ocean, one cannot measure the depth of the nectarine pastimes of Krishna. It's just as deep as you want to go. If you want to stay in the shallow end and play it safe, okay. I'm a little adventurous. I like to go in the deep end, even though I can't swim well. And I like to try and go and dive deep. So it's up to every individual. You can dive deep or you can stay in a shallow end. It's up to you, but it's regardless, shallow end or deep end, it's all the ocean of mercy. Just stay in the ocean, don't get out. You know, just stay in the pool, don't get out. There's no lifeguard to come and tell you to leave. It's closing time, nothing. Just stay in the pool. You know, don't leave ever. And go home in this life. And you know, when I was a kid, I was quite a troublemaker as a child. I still am. but I was even more then. And I remember in New York, we would go to the public pools, and I would run around and push people in the pool that didn't want to go in the pool, whether they had full clothes on, bathing suits. I didn't care. I was like 15. Probably should have known better, but it was fun. The same way like we have to be. We're in the pool, and we're saying to people, you know, give me your hands. They won't say, they won't, most people are misers, as Prabhupada explains, you know, so if you say, give me, they won't give you the hand. But if you say, take my hand, immediately, because they want something, they'll take it, and you just pull them into the pool and drown them with Krishna consciousness. Right? That's what we have to do. So these programs are opportunities to do that, but never leave the pool. You know, so I think I'll end here unless there's any more questions. Yes, Madhu Gopal? Uh-huh. Yeah, because is mercy only good? Does Krishna's mercy only come in a positive form? What does Queen Kunti say in the Bhagavatam? For more troubles, because during trouble, it's easier to meditate on the Supreme Lord. So you have to be detached. We can't just say, you know, that God is, you know, it's only mercy when it's good. You know, like when I come back from Sankirtan and there's hot prasadam, that's mercy. But when I come back and there's no prasadam, that's not mercy. That's just neglect. You know? No, it's mercy is good and bad. Because ultimately, it's good for us. You know? Ultimately, it's good. We just see it because our mind, it just goes black and white. We don't see, like, the gray area. We just see black and white. It's good or it's bad. It's not, but once we mature, we see everything as Krishna's mercy. You know, whether somebody would come in here right now and hit me in the head with a pipe, you know, I mean, that's Krishna's mercy also. For whatever reason, everything happens, it's my karma. But we don't see it like that. We don't see it as my karma. We see it as somebody else did something wrong. But it's all mercy. Everything is mercy. You know, even my friend, he was on Sankirtan in Switzerland, and he got shot while on Sankirtan because he tried to stop a jewelry store robbery. While on Sankirtan, he got shot. He said it was the greatest thing that ever happened to him. You know, it's like, wow, I never chanted such good rounds after that. You know, like, he was really happy. He took it as a positive experience because, what's so bad about calamities happening? Like, I was just talking to one Mataji on Facebook this morning from New Zealand where they had the earthquake. And a tragedy, but such mercy because now they're organizing food for life for everyone. So it's all mercy. It's just how we use it. We can use it for a negative or a positive. If we use it for a positive, we advance. If we use it for a negative, we don't do any. We just like feeding a dead body. It's just useless. It just takes away our determination, our drive, and it just takes away our sincerity. Then we start doubting. Why do we doubt? It's because things happen to us and we see it as, I'm too good for that to happen. Why did that happen to me? I'm too good for that. We don't see it as, I probably deserved it. And that it's purification. So, okay. End on a high note. Today's Sankirtan Saturday. Please come out and distribute the mercy to the conditioned souls and engage yourself in the Sankirtan movement, whether it's just sponsoring books, helping cook the prasadam, or even coming back and cooking a meal for the Sankirtan devotees, or anything, or even praying to the deities for us that we're successful in the mission of Lord Chaitanya. Engage yourself in the Sankirtan mission. There's either directly or indirectly. Not everyone is a frontline preacher, right? But everyone can be engaged in the Sankirtan movement. Everyone can be engaged in it. Yes, Mataji? Just like in India, you know? Baba hits you on the back. Blessings! But now I can turn it back around on you. Because, you know, seeing you, older devotee, and still determined by putting out these smart boxes, and this is what motivates. It motivates me. I mean, it's not just I wake up in the morning and I'm enthusiastic. I wake up in the morning very early, and I chant my rounds very early, and by Mangal Arati, but then the curtains open, and how can you not be happy in front of them? You know, every day is a party in the Krishna consciousness. Every second is a party. You know, it's just like a fun time. You know, but thank you for the I take it as Prabhupada, you know, encouraging me. Not that I'm worthy of any of that, but Prabhupada just giving some encouragement. Throwing a brother a bone, as we say in America. You know, like giving me a little pat on the back, you know, on the butt. Come on, go, go, go. So thank you very much, Mataji. So I think we'll end here. And please come and engage yourself in the Sankirtan mission somehow, some way. Make it your life and soul. And become eternally blissful and happy. And make it your service today to walk around Radhadesh making people smile. It actually feels good to always do that, you know, to just make people smile all day. Just smile at people. And then people start laughing. Make it your service today. Make that a day of a day, an everyday meditation to make somebody smile. Before you know it, you're always walking around. You know, that's life. Anyway, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada's transcendental book distribution ki jai.